We're at the bottom of Chavez Amid Beis. The Omer of Yochanan Mishum Rav Shim Ben Yotzedek Kol Talmud Chacham She'enu Nokim V'Noter Kenacha She'enu Talmud Chacham Rashi She'enu Nokim Nikmaso V'Noter Eva Kenacha Shpaliba. Talmud Chacham doesn't take revenge on somebody who's mevaza him and doesn't hold the hatred in his heart, so he's not a Talmud Chacham. Because, which we'll see, we're talking about something that has to do with Kavarat Torah, and if he doesn't realize that his cover is Kavarat Torah, then he's obviously not a Talmud Chacham. Torah says you're not allowed to take revenge, you're not allowed to hold a grudge. That's talking about monetary things. The Tanya, Ezeo Nikima, Ezeo Nikira, Nikima Amr Lo Hashileni Magalcha, Amr Lo Lav. Nikima is, the example is, Reuven says to Shimon, loan me your Sith. He says, no. L'machar omer lo, hu, hashileni kardumcha. Next day, Shimon goes to Reuven and says, loan me your axe. Omer lo, eini mashilcha, kederu shlo yishiltani. Just like you didn't, and the achronim speak about why the difference in the marshal. Why this one said a sith, and this one said an axe. It could have said the same thing. Right? So I'm not going to go into it now. But in any case, there's a diuk in why they changed the name of the kli. In any case, so he said,
well, I wanted to borrow from him. That means he has that
cleat. I hear. Okay. Nice terrors. He said, loan me your axe. He goes, very good terrors. He says, I'm not going to loan it to you. Kedera Shalosh Shal Torah. He's like, you didn't loan me. I'm not going to loan it to you. That's Nekima. Zui Nekima. Vizeo Nitira. Omer le Hashileni Kardumcha. Loan me your axe. And here again, it changed it. Here the guy first does the axe. Okay. Omer le, lo. Lamach Omer le Hashini Chalucha. Next day, guy said, "Loan me a shirt." Omer lo, Heilich, I'll give it to you. Eini kamos v'shaloi shaltani zu. Shaloi shaltani zu hi nitira. So I'm not like you. That's called nitira because he holds a grudge. He has to give it to him and not say anything. Doesn't mean you have to loan somebody anything. If you wouldn't loan it to him for other reasons, you don't have to give it to him now either. But if the only reason you're not giving it to him is because you want to take revenge, or when you give it back to him, you say, "I'm not like you." Right, you're holding the grudge and it's osur. So machlokas rishonim, whether the isser is telling the guy, I'm not like you, but if you hold it inside, you think it, you're not over anything, or no, the isser is mamish to think it. Right, if you even think it, you have to get it out of your mind. Like the Rambam says, people have more important things to worry about than who lent them something yesterday or not. So get it out of your mind. So the isser is the actual thought, even if he didn't say anything to the other person. And others hold, no, it's dafka if you mentioned it to the other person. It bothered you enough that you mentioned it. If it's just holding it inside, that's not the issue. So Morris says, so that's nikima natira when it comes to monetary things. But if somebody's mitzayir talmud chacham, he's allowed to take nikama and natira on that person. Morris says, mitzayir de gufa lo, right? If somebody's mitzayir somebody, then you are allowed to take nikama. V'atanya hanelovim ve'enam olvim shomim cherpasim ve'enam meshivim osim me'avu smechem b'yisurim aleim akasav omer v'yoav av kesei shasherish b'gvurasa. Chor is an Indian, somebody insults you, not to insult him back and to forget about it. Hanelovim ve'enam olvim, she sees it's a maila. Chor, what's it called, even seemingly for a Talmud Chacham, not to take revenge, even when it comes to Tzara de Gufa, not just momentous things, even things like people insult him or whatever. Mara says, La'olam de Nokit Le'Belibe. No, he could hold it inside and either wait for the proper time on the spot, this is what some learn, on the spot he doesn't react, but he waits for the right time to come to take revenge on the person who's Mevaza Talmud Chacham. Or Nokit Le'Belibe, Rashi says, that he holds it in and he lets other people do the dirty work and he doesn't stop them when they want to champion the covet of a Talmud Chacham and they want to take means of what's it called, getting back at the person's mevaza Talmud Chacham. So the Talmud Chacham himself doesn't do it, but he doesn't stop other people from doing it. That's what Rashi says. See Rashi, eini kamoscha. Shalohi Shaltani. Also, why he says a Talmud Chacham should no king the noter can nachash. Why a nachash? So they say that two things I saw. One, the partial one is a nachash gets no hanah when it kills somebody. All the animals go to the nachash and say everything. Every animal kills for prey, but you kill, you don't eat up your prey. So he has to be like a nachash. He gets no personal enjoyment out of it. He's doing it the Shem Shamayim. He's noking the note there because it's a kvod Hashem. It's a kavod HaTorah. Shouldn't get any personal enjoyment. Another pshat they say is the nachash bites the what's it called, the heel, whereas the person, right, gets the head of the nachash. A person crushes the head of the nachash, right, and the nachash bites the heel of the person. So the nekama shouldn't be like the person to the nachash on the head, should be more on the heel. In other words, he should take nekama and netira, but in a modified way. See Rashi again. Any kamosa shloi sheltani zuhi netira she hadover shomer believe. He's holding the grudge in his heart. Velo he sicho midaito, didn't take it out of his mind. So Rashi is mashma that the isser is not saying it. The isser is holding the grudge and thinking about it. Even he didn't say anything. The nakit believe the imba acher linkom nitmaso bekiu manish but yishto. Where Rashi learns is he holds it in, and if somebody else will want to come and avenge his covet, he won't stop him. Okay, and others say that he holds it in till another time and then takes his own revenge. But he doesn't do it on the spot. Okay. The Homer Rava kola Mavra Midosov Mavirin Lo Akop Shav, right? It says a person Mavra Midosov and he forgives where he doesn't really have to. So Mokalim on all his Pshayim. Where it says the Mathias Shalay Mathias. That's only if they ask a Mechila. But if the person's Mavazahim doesn't ask a Mechila, then there's no inyan to be Mavra Midosov. Then they have to champion Kavod HaTorah. But if the person asks Mechila, then you, what's it called, you're quickly quick to be Mochel. But if the person doesn't show any regret, he doesn't ask any Mechila, then there's an inyan for a Talmud Chacham to be Nokim Venoter Kenochash. And at least to maybe not react immediately, but to take revenge afterwards, or to let other people take revenge. Amevin Yod. Okay. Umahein Motsin Achas Ushtayim. Now we're going, what's it called, what? They stand around in a circle, and they put out either one or two fingers. Tamar says, Hashta shtayim motziim achas miboyim. They can put out two fingers. Surely you can put out one finger. Why does it say one or two? Omer avchizdo lo kasha. Kan bebori kan becholle. A healthy person puts out one finger. But a sick person can put out two. Why? Because when he puts out his etzba, right, it's hard for a chole to hold back the other finger that goes along with him. So therefore he can put out two fingers. I have Tanya Achas Motziin Shtayim Ein Motziin. Maisa says you can only put out one and not two. But Medvorim Amurim Bebori. Ava Bechol Afilu Shtayim Motziin. Right? When is that you can only put out one and not two? By a healthy person. But a sick person can put out two. V'ha Yechidim Motziim Shtayim Ve'ein Monim Lohen Ela Achas. Yechidim, so Rashi learns Yechidim are sick people who are alone. You know, they're quarantined. They're set aside. People don't want to mix with them. So they're called Yechidim. Others say Yechidim are Tamidei Chachamim, who are usually weak and sick. Gemara says that Tamidei Chachamim are usually weak and sick. They're called also Yechidim. They can put out two fingers, but you only count one. Rashi. Dimefaisu. Lei Levakish Mechila. Chola Eino Yochel Lechabesh Etzbosa. Chola can't hold his fingers back. Right, it's hard for him to just put out one finger. When he puts out one finger, the other one automatically goes with it. The yechidim becholim she'enam yoshvim mishar b'nei adam elashoch v'no yoshvim levadam. Yechidim means people who are separated from other people, sick people. Ela echad ein nimne ela ish echad. You only count one finger though, even if he puts out two. Ein motzinim ha'etzba lo shlish v'lo godol. I'm going to get you. Okay. You only count one. V'atanya ain't motziin lo shlish v'lo godol mitnei haramoyim. Dim hotzi shlish monim lo godol ain't monim lo. Right? You can't put out the what's it called? Rashi ain't motziin ma'etzba lo shlish v'lo godol. The ain't motziin shtay. Not another finger, not a third finger, and not your thumb. Dim hotzi shlish monim lo she'ino ramay. If the guy puts out this another finger, the finger next to the etzba, puts out another finger, so it's clear it's from the same person. You can't put them far away, that looks like two people. But if you put out a thumb and a finger, then it can look like two different people. So he's not a Ramai if he puts out two fingers, but he is a Ramai, or he's a suspected Ramai if he puts out a thumb and a finger. the lo od, and if the guy put out a thumb and a finger, so lo od ela shaloka min hamamuna bepkia, he gets whipped for trying to, what's it called, to be a faker. You see that a Rama, he can't do even the Shem Mitzvah, he can't do Ramos. There are other Makoros that you can fool somebody to get a Mitzvah. By Rus says that Boaz fooled the Ploni Almoni into giving up marrying Rus so he could do it. So we learn from there that you could do Ramos to chap a Mitzvah. Here it's Mashman, they didn't let them in the Beis HaMikdash do that. So Moshe says, my monim lo nomi achas, you count it, not you count both. If he puts out two fingers, you count only one. But it's okay if he puts out two fingers, especially if he's a sick person. My pekia, what is pekia? Omarav madra, of madra. My madra, omra papa, metarka detai, the posik reshe. It's a whip of, what's it called, of Yishmaelim, that the top of the whip is cut off. Rashi. Hamemuna bepkia. Godel. Imhotzi godel, if he puts out a thumb plus another finger, then we don't count him at all. Ela mochino somi binem. You throw him out of the pies. Hamemuna bepkia. Not only that, he gets whipped. Hamemuna al ritsuos hamalkos. The person who's in charge of the whippings, of the whips, he gives him a whip. Shlish etzba shlishi, right? Shlish is the third finger. Imhotzi shlishi monim lo kosoka daitich monim lo shnai. Now the Gemara thinks that if he puts out the second finger and the third finger, those the first one away from the thumb and the second one away from the thumb, that you count two. No, Gemara says you can only count one. Mitarka detai ritsui yishmaelim, an Arab whip hasuya shok lesusim. They use it to whip horses. The psik reishe lechach kruya pkiya she'ena rechava barosha. It's not wide like other straps. Malkos shos malkos elamav sekes barosha the ritzuos dakos. The end has thin what's it called strands that come out of it. Kidei sheyargish ba'asus yosa, because the thin strands sting more. Pakia loshen pisu pustakim. The word pakia means to cut and to make cracks. Kamo bimbloi michse akohanim mafkiim loshen kriya. They used to tear the pants of the kohanim that wore out into strands and use them for wicks for the menorah. So we make a whip by tearing things into strands. So pakia means something that's torn into strands or that divides into strands in the whip. Okay. Omar Abaye, Meirei Shavi Amino, Hadisnan Ben Biboy, Memuna Alapkia. In the beginning, when I learned the Mishnah in Shkolim, that says Ben Biboy, was it in Mishnah Shkolim? No, it's in, Shkolim. That it mentioned Ben Biboy was Memuna Alapkia, Amina Psilta. I learned that Mishnah to mean that his job was to take care of the wicks. Pkia is the wicks in the Mikdash. By Simchas Beis Shoeva, they would make the wicks out of the old pants and belts of the Kohanim. They would use those for wicks. Now I understand Ben Biboy was not the one who was in charge of the wicks, he was in charge of the whips. That's what the pekia is. Okay, Rashi. Tishnam esech eshkolim, biboy shem ha'ish. Hayu mafkiin, lasos psilos asimchas beis ha'shoeva b'chag. Nagda ritsuos malkus. His job wasn't to oversee the wicks, it was to oversee the whips. Okay, maisa shahayu shneim shovim v'rotzim v'olim b'kevis. The Mishnah says a maisa happened, that two Kohanim were equal, and one pushed the other one off the Kevesh, and he broke his leg. So when they saw that the races were coming, they stopped the races and they made the pious. Tana Rabbanan, Maisa b'shnei Kohanim, shayu shneim shavim, v'rotzim v'olim b'kevesh. A Maisa happened, where two Kohanim were neck and neck, kodem echad mehen l'toch arba amash l'chadero. So the other one was, what's it called, got closer within four amas of the first one, and the first one saw that the other guy's going to win the race. Knuckle sock him and talk him believable. He took a knife and stabbed him in the heart. Omed Reb Tzadik Amalis HaUlam. So Reb Tzadik stood up on the steps of the Ulam. His is not the Ulam itself, because the Heichel, you shouldn't stand on the Heichel and just make announcements. You couldn't be there unless you were doing some kind of avoda. So Ulam over here means the Ulamos of Harabayis, Rashi says. There were various halls in the Harabayis, and there you could stand and say whatever you wanted to. So he got up in one of the steps in front of one of these halls on the Harabayis, and he said the following, because they just had a murder happen in the Beis HaMikdash. So he said, Achenu Beis Yisrael, Shimu, Harehu Omer ki Yimotze Chol Badom of Yosu Zekeinech V'Shoftecha. Right, if you find somebody murdered, you have to send out, and you don't know who murdered him, so you send out, and the skanim come, or whatever, you make a whole big taram for a person that's murdered. On the Amilah of the Eglarufa, who should bring the Eglarufa here? Avair or Azoros, the city, Yushalayim, or the Azoros, the Kohanim. Go kolam b'pchia. They all started to cry. We'll see later on, this wasn't really, there was no part, there's no Eglarufa, they knew who killed him. The guy that Kohen stuck him with a knife. This was just to make people cry more, to realize that something serious happened. The father of the victim came, and he found that his son was still alive. He was still, moving. So he said, he should be a kapara for all of us. And he said, don't worry though, the knife didn't become tameh because my son's still alive, and he pulled out the knife before he died, and the knife became tameh. It was more important to them, the tahara of the kalim, than the murder. They distorted the whole union of avoda. We find in the first place on Mikdash the same thing. The gam dam noki shofach menasha harbe miod ad asher mile yishushalayim pelepeh. The first Beis HaMikdash too, we see that Menashe caused a lot of shvichas damim. The second Beis HaMikdash was a similar thing, right? They were not so concerned about murder. They're more concerned about the tower of the Caliph. See Rashi still here. Almalos haulam b'harabayis. This wasn't the ulam that we normally call the ulam, which is before the heichal, but ulamos harbe bona sham hurdus. The Hordas built many halls on the Harabayas, and there were steps leading up to those halls. So Reb Tzadok stood on the steps of one of those halls in Harabayas. Kama shekasev sefer Yosef ben Gurion, it says in Josephus, Amayla so'ulam b'harabayas ulamos garsinim b'tosef. In Josephus it says ulamos, not ulam. So now we're not talking about the ulam. We're talking about one of the halls on the Harabayas. Amilahavi Marshall, Michel Mitilokach. Who do we take the Eglarufa from? Min Hayoshvin Beir or Min Kohanim Shomri Azora? We bring it from the city or from the Kohanim? Go Tzokel. They all started to scream and cry. Harehu Kaparaska, Misosu Techapra Lechem. His death should be Machapra on you. Okay. So the Mar says, Hai Maisa Kodem. Which Maisa have first? The breaking of the leg or the murder? Elaim the shvichas damim, that the murder happened first. Hashba shvichas damim lo takinu paisa anishbara rag lo takinu. It doesn't make sense if they didn't make a takana to be mavakal the races because of the murder. Now because if somebody broke his leg, they're going to make a takana to mavakal the races. Ela the nishbara rag lo kodem, must be the first somebody fell off the mizbeach and broke his leg, and they didn't think it was so terrible. It was a one time thing, so they didn't make any takana to be mavatla races. But then when they saw that somebody got murdered, they decided we're stopping these races. The kivin to takinu paisa, Mercer Zakira give arba amos maya viditayu. Right? Once they made the pious, right, so what's this idea of arba amos? Gabe mrotseach shvichas damim. Right? Maisa, if they made the, the Mishnah says that once somebody fell off the Mizbeach and broke his leg, they made the takon already to Mavatla races. So then, when the second Maisa happened with the murder, why were they making races again?
It's the other way around.
What?
If they made the takana for the person who was murdered, then why were they running up and you got pushed off?
Yeah, same thing. I mean, the murder could have asked either way, Lechora. Yeah. Ela la'olam d'shvichas damim kodem. What happened was like this. The Maisa of Shvichas Domin happened first. In the beginning they said, we're not going to be choshish, make a takana, because somebody may be murdered again. That's something that's so out of the way that we're not going to be choshish for that. Okay? That somebody's going to be, another rush is going to come and kill somebody on the Mizbeah. We're not worried about that. So they weren't mevatel the races after the first Maisa. But then they saw that it could come Stamli Day Sakana, people pushing people off the Kevish. For that, you don't have to be a rusher. That was just, what's it called, in the heat of the race. So once they saw that it could happen even in a normal way, then they're mevatel it. They weren't mevatel it after the murder. They're only mevatel it after the guy fell off the Kevish and broke his leg. Even the Chazi Afilu Menela Asri De Sakana. When they saw that it comes to Sakana, even Menela. In other words, not with some Russia who specifically murders somebody else. That you don't have to be choshish for. But that people can get pushed off the Kevesh, then they made it Sakana. Takin Rabbanim Paisa. Omer Reb Tzadok Amale Sa'ulam. The Omer Achinu Beis Yisrael Shimu. Harehu Omer Ki Yimotzi Chal Badoma. Anan Al Milahavi Al Ha'ir Al Azoros. Where it says, V'Yushalayim Basasuya Egla Rufahi. We learned before that Yerushalayim doesn't bring an Agla Rufa because it wasn't a Schalik L'Shvatim. Right? It says, La'abacha Shvatecha. And Yerushalayim was owned commonly by everybody. V'atanya asor dvarim nem Yerushalayim v'zu achas mehen. Eina mevia Agla Rufa. Right? So the horror of what kind of Agla Rufa was there over here? Right? V'od, let's just finish up the... V'od lo noda miko, see? V'ha noda miko. Eileke v'harbos b'b'chiyah. Right, the idea was that, and the whole Egla Rufa is only if you don't know who murdered the guy. Here we know who the murderer was. You don't bring an Egla Rufa when you know the murderer. Ella Reb Tzadok did it just to get people to cry. It was a rhetorical question, like, right, in order to make people cry.
Rashi. And also when it's outside of the city.
What?
Egla Rufa is also when it's outside of the city, like between cities or something.
No, then you have to measure. If it's in the city, then that city brings the Egla Rufa.
They do bring it.
Right, yeah, because you don't know who it was. Arba Amos Maya Viditayu Gabe Marutza Shvichas Damim. If they already made the Takana when the person fell off the Mizbeach and broke his leg, what were they running up the Mizbeach after that the guy could be murdered? Asara Dvarim Bavakama Choshu Leperik Maruba. These 10 things that don't apply to Yerushalayim. Eina Mavia Glarufa Dichsib Ki Motze Chol Badama L'rishta ve'en Yerushalayim Yerusha dekasover lo nischal kol shvatim. It's in the land that you will inherit. Yerushalayim wasn't inherited by any shevet, right? It was owned collectively by all of Klal Yisrael.